The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 13, Description of the Descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. Text 1. Sutta Uvacha. Nisamya Kosh Sara Vino Pavarinitam. Dhruvasya Vaikunta Pada Dirohanam Paruda Bhavo Bhagavati Adhokshaje Prastums Punas Tam Vidura Prachakrame. Synonyms. Sutta Uvacha, Sutta Goswami said, Nishamya, after hearing Kosharavina by the sage Maitreya, Upavarnitam described Dhruvasya of Maharaj Dhruva, Vaikuntapad, to the abode of Vishnu, Adhirodhanam, ascent, Paruda, increased, Bhava, in devotional emotion, Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adhoksaja, who is beyond the reach of direct perception, Prastum, to inquire, Puna, again, Tam, to Maitreya, Vidura, Vidura, Prachakrame, attempted, translation. Sutta Goswami, continuing to speak to all the rishis headed by Shonaka, said, after hearing Maitreya Rishi can describe Dhruva Maharaj's ascent to Lord Vishnu's abode, Vidura became very much enlightened in devotional emotion, and he inquired from Maitreya as follows, purport. As evidenced in the topics between Vidura and Maitreya, the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the devotees are so fascinating that neither the devotee who is describing them nor the devotee who is hearing is at all fatigued by the inquiries and answers. Transcendental subject matter is so nice that one never becomes tired of hearing or speaking. Others who are not devotees may think, quote, how can people devote so much time simply to talks of God, end quote. But devotees are never satisfied or satiated in hearing and speaking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead or about His devotees. The more they hear and talk, the more they become enthusiastic to hear. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is simply the repetition of three words, Hare, Krishna, and Rama. But still, devotees can go on chanting this Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours a day without feeling fatigued. Text 2. Vidura Uvacha. Kepe prachete so nama kashyapatyani shutvrata kashyan vavaye prakyata kutrava satram asata. Synonyms. Vidura Uvacha. Vidura inquired, prachetasa, the prachetas, nama of the name Kasha, whose apatyani sons, Suvarta, O Maitreya, who have taken an auspicious vow, Kasya, whose anvayave, in the family, prakyata, famous, kutra, where, va, also satram, the sacrifice, asata, was performed. Translation, Vidura inquired from Maitreya, O greatly advanced devotee, who were the prachetas? To which family did they belong? Whose sons were they? And where did they perform the great sacrifices? Purport. The great Narada's singing in the previous chapter of three verses in the sacrificial arena of the prachetas gave another impetus to Vidura to ask further questions. Text 3. Manye Maha Bhagavat Tam Naradam Devadarshanam Yena Prokta Kriya Yoga Paricharya Vidir Hare. Synonyms. Manye, I think, Mahabhagavatam, the greatest of all devotees, Naradam, the sage Narada, Deva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Darshanam, who met Yena, by whom Prokta, spoken, Kriya Yoga, devotional service, Paricharya, for rendering service, Vidi, the procedure, Hare, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. Vidura continued, I know that the great sage Narada was the greatest of all devotees. He's compiled the Pancharatrika procedure of devotional service and has directly met the Supreme Personality of Godhead. purport. There are two different ways of approaching the Supreme Lord. One is called Bhagavat Marg, or the way of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other is called Pancharatriki Vidhi. Pancharatriki Vidhi is the method of temple worship, and Bhagavat Vidhi is the system of nine processes which begin with hearing and chanting. The Krishna consciousness movement accepts both processes simultaneously and thus enables one to make steady progress on the path of realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Pancharatrika procedure was first introduced by the great sage Narada, as referred to here by Vidura. Text 4. Svadharma Shalai Purushar Bhagavan Gyagna Purusha Ijyamano Bhakti Mata Naraden Nerita Kila. Synonyms: Svadharma Shila, executing sacrificial duties, Purushai, by the men, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajna Purusha, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, Ijyamana, being worshipped, Bhakti Mata, by the devotee, Naradena, by Narada, Itara, Irita, described, Kila, indeed. Translation: While all the Prachetas were executing religious rituals and sacrificial ceremonies and thus worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his satisfaction, the great sage Narada described the transcendental qualities of Dhruva Maharaj. Purport: Narada Muni is always glorifying the pastimes of the Lord. In this verse, we see that not only does he glorify the Lord, but he also likes to glorify the devotees of the Lord. The great sage Narada's mission is to broadcast the devotional service of the Lord. For this purpose, he has compiled the Narada Pancharatra, a directory of devotional service, so that devotees can always take information about how to execute devotional service and thus engage 24 hours a day in performing sacrifices for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has created the four social orders of social life, namely Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. In the Narada Pancharatra, it is very clearly described how each of the social orders can please the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 18:45, it is stated, Svesvaik harmony abhirata samsidim labhate nara. By executing one's prescribed duties, one can please the Supreme Lord. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 1:2:13, it is also stated, Svanustitasya dharmasya samsidhi hari toshana. The perfection of duties to see that by discharging one's specific duties, one satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the Prachetas were performing sacrifices according to this direction, Narada was satisfied to see these activities, and he also wanted to glorify Dhruva Maharaj in that sacrificial arena. Text 5. Yasta devashina tatra Varnita Bhagavat Kata Mayam Shushu Save Brahman Kartsyena Chastum Arasi. Synonyms: Ya, which, Tat, all those, Devarshina, by the great sage Narada, Tatra, there, Varnita, narrated, Bhagavat Kata, preachings pertaining to the activities of the Lord. Mayam, unto me, Shushu Save, very eager to hear, Brahman, my dear Brahmana, Kartsnyena, fully, Achastum Arasi, kindly explain. Translation: My dear Brahmana, how did Narada Muni glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and what pastimes were described in that meeting? I am very eager to hear of them. Please kindly explain fully about that glorification of the Lord. Purport: Srimad Bhagavatam is the record of Bhagavat Katha, topics about the pastimes of the Lord. What Vidura was anxious to hear from Maitreya, we can also hear 5,000 years later, provided we are eager. Text 6. Maitreya Uvacha Durvasya Chokala Putra Pitari Prasthite Vanam Sarvaboma Shriyam Naichad Adhirajasanam Pritu. Synonyms: Maitreya Uvacha, the great sage Maitreya said, Durvasya of Dhruva Maharaj, Cha, also Utkala, Utkala, Putra, son, Pitati, after the father. Drishtite departed Vanam for the forest. Sarvabhoma, including all lands, Shriyam, opulence. Na Aichat, did not desire. Adiraj, royal. Asanam, throne. Pitu, of the father. Translation. The great sage Maitreya replied, "My dear Vidura, when Dhruva Maharaj departed for the forest, his son, Utkala, did not desire to accept the opulent throne of his father, which was meant for the ruler of all the lands of this planet." Text 6. Sajanmano pasantatma nisanga samadarshana dadarshe lokabhitatmatam atmanam lokaatmani. Synonyms. Sa, his son, Utkala, Janmana, from the very beginning of his birth, Upashanta, very well satisfied, Atma, soul, Nishanga, without attachment, Samadarshana, equipoised, Dadarsha, saw, Loke, in the world, Vititam, spread, Atmanam, the supersoul, Lokam, all over, all the world, Atmani, in the supersoul. Translation. From his very birth, Utkala was fully satisfied and unattached to the world. He was equipoised, for he could see everything resting in the Supersoul and the Supersoul present in everyone's heart. Purport. The symptoms and characteristics of Utkala, the son of Maharaj Dhruva, are those of a Mahabhagavat. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 6:30, Yomam pasiti sarvatra sarvam chamayi pasyati. A highly advanced devotee sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere, and he also sees everything resting in the Supreme. It is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.4, Mayam tattam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina. Lord Krishna is spread all over the universe in his impersonal feature. Everything is resting on him, but that does not mean that everything is he himself. A highly advanced Mahabhagavat devotee sees this in spirit. In this spirit, he sees the same Supersoul, Paramatma, existing within everyone's heart, regardless of discrimination based on the different material forms of the living entity. He sees everyone as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mahabhagavat, who experiences the Supreme Godhead's presence everywhere, is never missing from the sight of the Supreme Lord, nor is the Supreme Lord ever lost from his sight. This is possible only when one is advanced in love of Godhead. Text 8 through 9. Atmanam brahmanirvanam pratyastamita vigraham avabodha rasaikatmyam anandam anusantatam av yava china yogagni dagda karma malasaya Svarupam avarundano natmano nyam tadaikshita. Synonyms. Atmanam, self, Brahma, spirit, nirvanam, extinction of material existence, pratyashtamita, ceased, vigraham, separation, avabodha rasa, by the mellow of knowledge, ekatmyam, oneness, anandam, bliss, anusantantam, satatam, expanded, avyak vachina, continuous, yoga, by practice of yoga, agni, by the fire, dagda, burned, karma, fruit of desires, mala, dirty, ashaya, in his mind, sarupam, constitutional position, avarundana, realizing, na, not, atmana, then the Supreme Soul, anyam, anything else, tada, then, aikshika, sata, saw. Translation. By expansion of his knowledge of the Supreme Brahman, he had already attained liberation from the bondage of the body. This liberation is known as nirvana. He was situated in transcendental bliss, and he continued always in that blissful existence, which expanded more and more. This was possible for him by continual practice of bhakti yoga, which is compared to fire because it burns away all dirty material things. He was always situated in his constitutional position for self-realization, and he could not see anything else but the Supreme Lord and himself engaged in discharging devotional service. Purport. These two verses explain the verse in the Bhagavad Gita 18:54. Brahma Bhuta Prashanatmana Shochati Nikankshati Samra Sureshu Bhuteshu Lamad Bhaktim Lavate Param. Quote, one who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward every living entity. In that state, he achieves pure devotional service unto me. End quote. This is also explained by Lord Chaitanya in his Shikshastika beginning in the beginning of the verse. Chaitadarpanam Arjanam Bhavmahadavagni Devapanam Shreya Karavachandikavataranam Vidya Vidhu Jivanam. The Bhakti Yoga system is the topmost yoga system, and in this system, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the foremost performance of devotional service. By chanting the holy name, one can attain the perfection of nirvana, or liberation from material existence, and so increase one's blissful life of spiritual existence as described by Lord Chaitanya, Danandam Buddhi Vardhanam. When one is situated in that position, he no longer has any interest in material opulence, or even a royal throne and sovereignty over the whole planet. This situation is called Viraktir Anyashtrasyat. It is the result of devotional service. The more one makes advancement in devotional service, the more one becomes detached from material opulence and material activity. This is the spiritual nature full of bliss. This is also described in Bhagavad Gita 2:59. Paradam dishtva navartate. One ceases to take part in material enjoyment upon tasting superior, blissful life and spiritual existence. By advancement in spiritual knowledge, which is considered to be like blazing fire, all material desires are burned to ashes. The perfection of mystic yoga is possible when one is continuously in connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by discharging devotional service. A devotee is always thinking of the Supreme Person at every step of his life. Every conditioned soul is full of the reactions of his past life, but all dirty things are immediately burned to ashes if one simply executes devotional service. This is described in the Narada Pancharatra, Sarvapadi Vimunirmuktam Tatparat Vena Nirmalam. Text 10. Jadanda Bahiron Mata Mukakritir Atan Mati Lakshitapati Balanam Prasantarachir Ivanala. Synonyms. Jada, foolish. Anda, blind. Badira, deaf. Anmada, mad. Mukha, dumb. Akriti, appearance. Atat, not like that. Mati, his intelligence. Lakshita, he was seen. Pati, on the road. Balanam, by the less intelligent. Prashanta, calmed. Archi, with flames. Eva, like. Anala, fire. Translation. Utkala appeared to the less intelligent persons on the road to be foolish, blind, deaf, dumb, and mad, although actually he was not so. He remained like fire covered with ashes without blazing flames. Purport. In order to avoid contradiction, botheration, and unfavorable situations created by materialistic persons, a great saintly person like Jadbharata or Utkala remains silent. The less intelligent consider such saintly persons to be mad, deaf, or dumb. Factually, an advanced devotee avoids speaking with persons who are not in devotional life, but to those who are in devotional life he speaks in friendship, and he speaks to the innocent for their enlightenment. For all practical purposes, the whole world is full of non-devotees, and so one kind of very advanced devotee is called Bhajananandi. Those who are Goshtinandi, however, preach to increase the number of devotees. But even such preachers also avoid opposing elements who are unfavorably disposed toward spiritual life. Text 11. Matvajam jadam unmatam kula vrida samantrina vatsaram buspatim chakror yavi yam sam brahme sutam. Synonyms. Matva, thinking, tam, utkala, jadam, without intelligence, unmatam, mad, kulavrida, the elderly members of the family, samantina, with the ministers, vatsaram, vatsara, bhupatim, ruler of the world, chakru, they made, Yavyasyamsam, younger Brahme of Brahmi, Sutam, son. Translation. For this reason, the ministers and all the elderly members of the family thought Utkala to be without intelligence and, in fact, mad. Thus, his younger brother named Vatsara, the son of Brahmi, was elevated to the royal throne, and he became king of the world. Purport. It appears that although there was monarchy, it was not at all an autocracy. There were senior family members and ministers who could make changes and elect the proper person to the throne, although the throne could not be occupied only by the royal family. Although the throne could be occupied only by the royal family. In modern days also, whenever there is monarchy, sometimes the ministers and elderly members of the family select one member from the royal family to occupy the throne in preference to another. Text 12. Shravitir Vatsarasyeta Bharyasuta Sadatmajan Pushparnam Tigmaketum Cha Isham Urjam Vasom Jayam. Synonyms. Svartiti, Svartiti, Vatsarasya, King Vatsara, Ista, very dear, Bharya, wife, Usuta, gave birth to Sat, six, Atmajan, sons, Pushparnam, Pushparna, Tigmaketam, Tigmaketu, cha, also, Isham, Isha, Urjam, Urja, Vasum, Vasa, Jayam, Jaya. Translation. King Vatsara had a very dear wife whose name was Svarviti, and she gave birth to six sons named Pushparna, Tigmaketu, Isha, Urja, Vasu, and Jai. Purport. Vatsara's wife is mentioned here as Isita, which means worshipable. In other words, it appears that Vatsara's wife had all good qualities. For example, she was always very faithful and obedient and affectionate to her husband. She had all good qualities for managing household affairs. But if both the husband and wife are endowed with good qualities and live peacefully, then nice children take birth, and thus the whole family is happy and prosperous. Text 13. Pushparnasya prabhavarya dosha chad dve bhuvatu pratur mad Yandinam Sayam Itihiyasan Prabhasuta. Synonyms. Pushparnasya of Pushparna, Prabha, Bharya, wife, Dosha, Dosha, Cha, also, Dve, Tu, Babuvatu, were, Pratu, Pratar, Madhyandinam, Madhyandinam, Sayam, Sayam, Iti, thus, he certainly, Asan, were, Prabhasuta, sons of Prabha. Translation. Pushparna had two wives named Prabha and Dosha. Prabha had three sons named Pratar, Madhyandinam, Dinam, and Sayam. Text 14. Pradosha nistito vyusta iti dosha sutta traya vyusta sutam pushkarinyam Sarvateja samadade. Synonyms. Pradosha, pradosha, nistita, nistita, vyusta, vyusta, iti, thus, dosha of dosha, sutta, sons, tri, three, vyusta, vyusta, sutam, sons, pushkarinyam, in pushkarini, sarvatejasam, named sarvateja, all powerful, adade, begat. Synonyms. Dosha had three sons, Pradosha, Nistita, and Vyusta. Vyusta's wife was named Pushkarini, and she gave birth to a very powerful son named Sarvateja. Texts 15 and 16. Yachakshu sutam akutyam patnyam manum ivapaha manur asuta mahisi virajan nadvala sutan Puram kshutam tritam dumyam duman asatya vat na tam ritam vratam agnis tomam atiratram pradyumnam Sibim Umakam. Synonyms. Sahi, Sarvateja, Chakshu, named Chakshu, Sutam, son, Akutiam, to Inakuti, Patniam, wife, Smanum, Chakshu Smanu, Avapa, obtained, ha, indeed, Mano of Manu, Asuta gave birth to, Mahisi, queen, Virajan, without passion, Nadvala, Sutan, sons, Puram, Puru, Kushan, Kutsam, Kutam, or Kutsa, Trita, Dumyam, Drumna, Satyavantam, Satyavan, Ritam, Vritam, Vrata, Agnistoman, Agnistoma, Atiratram, Atiratra, Pradumna, Sibam, Shibi, Amukam, Amuka. Translation. Sarvateja's wife, Akuti, gave birth to a son named Chakshush, who became the sixth Manu in the end of the Manu millennium. Nadvala, the wife of the Chakshush Manu, gave birth to the following faultless sons, Puru, Kusha, Trita, Drumna, Satyavan, Rita, Vatsvrata, Agnistoma, Atiratra, Pradumna, Shibi, and Umuka. Synonyms. Umuka janiyat putran, Pushkarinyam saduttamam, Angam sumannasam katim, Kratum angirasam gayem. Synonyms. Umuka, Anjaniyat begot putran, sons, Pushkariniyam, in Pushkarini, his wife, six, Uttamam, very good, Angam, Anga, Sumanasam, Sumana, Kyatim, Kyati, Kratum, Kratu, Angirasam, Angira, Gaya. Translation. Of the 12 sons, Umuka begot 6 sons and his wife, Pushkarini. They were all very good sons, and their names were Anga, Sumana, Kyati, Kratu, Angira, and Gaya. Text 18. Sunitangasya yapatni shushuve venam ubanam yadoshiliat sarajasir nirvino niragat purat. Synonyms. Sunita, Angasya of Anga, yat shihu patni, the wife, shushuve gave birth to vena, ubanam, very crooked, yet whose dushilat, on account of bad character, sahi, rajasti, the saintly king Anga, nirvina, very disappointed, niragat, went out, purat, from home. Translation. The wife of Anga, Sunita, gave birth to a son named Vena, who was very crooked. The saintly king Anga was very disappointed with Vena's bad character, and he left home and kingdom and went out to the forest. Text 19-20. Yam Anga Sepu Kupita Vagvajra Munayakila Gatasos Tasya Buyaste Mamantur Dakshinam Karam Arajake Tada Loke Dasyubi Pidita Praja Jato Narayana Sena Pratur Adya Sitichvara. Synonyms. Yam, whom, Vena, him, Vena, whom, Anga, my dear Vidura, Shepu, they cursed, Kupita, being angry, Vakvajra, whose words are as strong as a thunderbolt, Munia, great sages, Kila, indeed, Gataoshatasya, after he died, Buya, moreover, te, they, Manan, tu, churned, Dakshinam, right, Karam, hand, Arajake, being without a king, Tada, then, Loke, the world, Dasubi, by rogues and thieves, Pidita, suffering, Praja, all the citizens, Jatu, advented, Narayan, of the Supreme Personality of God, Adamsena, by a partial representation, Pritu, Adya, original, Kshiti Ishvara, ruler of the world. Translation. My dear Vidura, when great sages curse, their words are as invincible as a thunderbolt. Thus, when they cursed King Vena out of anger, he died. After his death, since there was no king, all the rogues and thieves flourished. The kingdom became unregulated, and all the citizens suffered greatly. On seeing this, the great sages took the right hand of Vena as a churning rod, and as a result of their churning, Lord Vishnu, in his partial representation, made his advent as King Prithu, the original emperor of the world. Purport. Monarchy is better than democracy, because if the monarchy is very strong, and the regulative principles within the kingdom are upheld very nicely. Even 100 years ago in the state of Kashmir in India, the king was so strong that if a thief was arrested in his kingdom and brought before him, the king would immediately chop off the hands of the thief. As a result of this severe punishment, there were practically no theft cases within the kingdom. Even if someone left something on the street, no one would touch it. The rule was that the things could be taken away only by the proprietor and that no one else would touch them. In the so-called democracy, however, whenever there is a theft case, the police come and take note of the case, but generally the thief is never caught, nor is any punishment offered to him. As a result of the incapable government, at the present moment, thieves, rogues, and cheaters are very prominent all over the world. Text 21. Vidura uvacha tasya shile nedhe sador brahmanyasya mahatmana. Rajna katam abudusta praja yad vimana yayo. Synonyms. Vidura vacha, Vidura said, tasya of him, anga, shila nide, reservoir of good characteristics, sadhu, saintly person, brahmanayasya, lover of Brahminical culture, mahatmana, great soul, rajna of the king, katam, how, abut, it was, dushta, bad, praja, son, yat, by which, vimana, being indifferent, yayo, he left. Vidura, translation, Vidura inquired from the sage, Maitreya, my dear Brahmana, King Anga was very gentle, he had high character and was a saintly personality and lover of Brahminical culture. How is it that such a great soul got a bad son like Vena, because of whom he became indifferent to his kingdom and left it? Purport. In family life, a man is supposed to live happily with mother, father, wife, and children. But sometimes, under certain conditions, the father, mother, child, or wife becomes an enemy. It is said by Chanakya Pandit that a father is an enemy when he's in too much in debt. A mother is an enemy if she marries for a second time. A wife is an enemy when she's very beautiful. And a son is an enemy when he is a foolish rascal. In this way, when a family member becomes an enemy, it is very difficult to live in family life or remain a householder. Generally, such situations occur in the material world. Therefore, according to Vedic culture, one has to take leave of his family members just after his 50th year so that the balance of his life may be completely devoted in search of Krishna consciousness. Text 22. Kimbamo Vena Udisya Brahmana dandam ayuyujan dandavrata dare jajni munio dharma kovida. Synonyms. Kim, why, va, also, amha, sinful activities, vane, unto Vena, idisya, seeing, brahmacha dandam, the curse of a brahmana, ayuyujan, they award, desire to award, dandavrata dare, who carries the rod of punishment, Rajni unto the king, Munia, the great sages, Dharmakovida, completely conversant with religious principles. Translation, Vidura also inquired, how is it that the great sages, who were completely conversant with religious principles, desired to curse King Vena, who himself carried the rod of punishment, and thus awarded him the greatest punishment, Brahmasapa? Purport. It is understood that the king is able to give punishment to everyone, but in this case it appears that the great sages punished him. The king must have done something very serious, otherwise how could the great sages, who were supposed to be the greatest and most tolerant, still punish him in spite of their elevated religious consciousness? It appears Also, that the king was not independent of Brahminical culture. Above the king was the control of the Brahmanas, and if needed, the Brahmanas would dethrone the king or kill him, not with any weapon, but with the mantra of a Brahma Shapa. The Brahmanas were so powerful that simply by their cursing, one would immediately die. Text 23. Navadyaya Prajapala Prajabir Agavanapi Yadyash Asho Lokapalanam Bibhartiyo Jasve Tejasa. Synonyms: na, never, avyadyaye, to be insulted, Prajapala of the king, Prajabi, by the citizens, Agavan, ever sinful, api, even though, yet, because Asho he, Lokapalanam of many kings, Bibharti, maintains Oja, prowess, Svatejasa, by personal influence. Translation: it is the duty of all citizens in the state to never to insult the king, even though he sometimes appears to have done something very sinful. Because of his prowess, the king is always more influential than all other ruling chiefs. Purport: according to Vedic civilization, the king is supposed to be the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is called Nara Narayan, indicating that Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears in human society as the king. It is etiquette that neither a Brahmana nor a Kshatriya king is ever insulted by the citizens. Even though a king appears to be sinful, the citizens should not insult him. But in the case of Vena, it appears that he was cursed by the Naradevatas. Therefore, it was concluded that his sinful activities were very grievous. Text 24. Etat akyahi me brahman snuni tatmaja chestitam shradadanaya bhaktaya tvam paravara vitama. Synonyms: etat, all these, adikayahi, please describe me unto me, Brahman, O great Brahmana, Sunita Atmaja, the son of Sunita Vena, Chestitam, activities, Ashradadanya, faithful, Bhaktaya, unto your devotee, Tvam, you, Para Avara, with past and future, Vittama, well conversant. Translation: Vidura requested Maitreya, my dear Brahmana, you are well conversant with all subjects, both past and future. Therefore, I wish to hear from you all the activities of King Vena. I'm your faithful devotee, so please explain this. Purport: Vidura accepted Maitreya as his spiritual master. A disciple always inquires from the spiritual master, and the spiritual master answers the question, provided the disciple is very gentle and devoted. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that by the mercy of the spiritual master, one is blessed with the mercy of the Supreme Lord. The spiritual master is not inclined to disclose all the secrets of devotional science unless the disciple is very submissive and devoted. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the process of receiving knowledge from the spiritual master entails submission, inquiry, and service. Text 25. Maitreya Vacha Ango Shvame Dam Rajarshi Ajadara Mahakratum Najagmur Devatas Tasmin Ahut Brahma Vadibi. Synonyms: Maitreya Vacha, Maitreya answered, Anga, King Anga, Ashwamedhan, Ashwamedha sacrifice, Rajarishi, the saintly king, Ajahara, executed, Mahakratum, great sacrifice, not Ajagmu, came, Devata, the demigods, Tasmin, in that sacrifice, Ahuta, being invited, Brahma Vadibi, by the Brahmanas, expert in executing sacrifices. Translation: Sri Maitreya replied, my dear Vidura, once the great king Anga arranged to perform a great sacrifice known as Ashwamedha. All the expert Brahmanas present knew how to invite the demigods, but in spite of their efforts, no demigods participated or appeared in that sacrifice. Report: Vedic sacrifice is not an ordinary performance. The demigods used to participate in such sacrifices, and the animals sacrificed in such performances were reincarnated with new life. In this age of Kali, there are no powerful Brahmanas who can invite demigods or give renewed life to animals. Formerly, the Brahmanas were well conversant in Vedic mantras, could show the potency of the mantras, but in this age, Because there are no such brahmanas, all such sacrifices are forbidden. The sacrifice in which horses were offered was called ashwamedha. Sometimes cows were sacrificed, gavalamba, not for eating purposes, but to give them new life in order to show the potency of the mantra. In this age, therefore, the only practical yoga is Sankirtan yoga, or chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours a day. Text 26. Tam uchur vishmitas tatra yajamanam atarvija havimsi huyamanani nate grinanti devata. Synonyms. Tam unto King Anga Uchu said, Vishmita, in wonder, tatra there, yajamanam, to the institutor of the sacrifice, ata then, ritjiva, the priests, havishmi, offerings of clarified butter, huyamanani, being offered, na, not, te, they, grinanti, except, devata, the demigods. Translation, the priests engaged in the sacrifice then informed King Anga, O King, we are properly offering the clarified butter in the sacrifice, but despite all our efforts, the demigods do not accept it. Text 27. Rajan havimsi adustani shradhaya sadditanite chadamsi ayata yamani yojitani dritavratai. Synonyms, Rajan, O King, Havimsi, sacrificial offerings, Adustani, not polluted, Shradaya, with great faith and care, Asadetani, collected, Te, your, Chandamsi, the mantras, Ayata, Yamini, not deficient, Yojitani, properly executed, Dhritavratai, by qualified brahmanas. Translation, O King, we know that the paraphernalia to perform the sacrifice is well collected by you with great faith and care and is not polluted. Our chanting of the Vedic hymns is also not deficient in any way, for all the brahmanas and priests present here are expert in our executing the performances properly. Purport. It is the practice of the brahmanas conversant with a science to produce the Vedic mantra in the right accent. The combination of the mantra and Sanskrit words must be chanted with the right pronunciation, otherwise it will not be successful. In this age, the brahmanas are neither well-versed in the Vedic Sanskrit knowledge or language, nor very pure in practical life, but by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can attain the highest benefit of sacrificial performances. Even if the Hare Krishna mantra is not chanted properly, it still has so much potency that the chanter gains the effect. Text 28. Navidam me hadevanam helanam vayam anav yapi Yan nagrinanti bhagavan swan yedeva karma shakshina. Synonyms, na, not, vidama, we can find, iha, in this connection, devanam, of the demigods, helanam, insult, neglect, vayam, we, anu, minute, api, even, yat, because of which, not, na, not, grinanti, except Bhagan shares van own I Yehu Deva, the demigods, Karma Shakshina, witness for the sacrifice. Translation, Dear King, we do not find any reason that the demigods should feel insulted or neglected in this way, but still the demigods who are witnesses for the sacrifice do not accept their shares. We do not know why this is so. Report. It is indicated herein that if there is negligence on the part of the priest, the demigods do not accept their share in sacrifices. Similarly, in devotional service, there are offenses known as seva aparad. Those who are engaged in worshiping the deity Radha and Krishna in the temple should avoid such offenses in service. The offenses in service are described in the Nectar of Devotion. If we simply make a show of offering services to the deity but do not care for the seva aparad, certainly the Radha Krishna deity will not accept offerings from such non-devotees. Devotees engaged in temple worship should therefore not manufacture their own methods but should strictly follow the regulative principles of cleanliness, and then offerings will be accepted. Text 29. Maitreya vacha ango dvija vacha strutva yajamana sadurmana tatprastum vyachrijad vacham Sarasyams Tadanujanaya. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha, the great sage Maitreya answered, Anga, King Anga, Dvijavacha, the Brahmana's words, Shrutva, after hearing, Yajamana, the performer of the sacrifices, Sudurmana, very much aggrieved in mind, Tat about that, Prastum, in order to inquire, Vyashrijat Vacham, he spoke, Sadasyan, to the priests, Tat there, Anujnaya, taking permission. Translation. Maitreya explained that King Anga, after hearing the statements of the priests, felt or was greatly aggrieved. At that time, he took permission from the priests to break his silence and inquired from all the priests who were present in the sacrificial arena. Text 30. Nagachanti Ahutadeva Nagrinanti Gahan Iha Sadashad Patayo Bruta Kim avadya mayakritam. Synonyms. Nah, not agachanti, where are coming, abut, ahuta, being invited, deva, the demigods, nah, not grinanti, are accepting, grihan, grahan, shares, iha, and the sacrifice, sadasha pataya, my dear priests, bruta, kindly tell me, kim, what, avadyam, offense, mayi, or maya, by me, kritam, was committed. Translation. King Anga addressed the priestly order. My dear priests, kindly tell me what offenses I have committed. Although invited, the demigods are neither taking part in the sacrifice nor accepting their shares. Text 31. Sarasas Pataya Uchu Naradevaha Bhavato Nagam Tavam Manakshditam Astyekam Praktanam Anga Agam Yadihidrik Tvam Apraja. Synonyms. Sadasa Pataya Uchu, the head priests said, Nardev, O king, Iha, in this life, Bhavata of you, na, not, Angam, Agam, sinful activity, Tvat Manak, even very slight, Stitam, situated, Asti, there is, Ekam, one, Praktanam, in the previous verse, agam, sinful activity, yet by which, iha, in this life, idrik, like this, tvam, you, apraja, without any son. Translation. The head priest said, O king, in this life, we do not find any sinful activity, even within your mind, so you are not in the least offensive. But we can see that in your previous life, you performed sinful activities due to which, in spite of having all qualifications, you have no son. Purport. The purpose of marrying is to beget a son, because a son is necessary to deliver his father and forefathers from any kalish conditional life in which they may be. Chanakya Pandit therefore says, Putra hina griham sunyam. Without a son, married life is simply abominable. King Anga was a very pious king in this life, but because of his previous sinful activity, he could not get a son. It is concluded, therefore, that if a person does not get a son, it is due to his past sinful life. Text 32. Tata sadhaya bhadram te atmanam suprajam nripa ishtas te putra kamasya putram dasyati yajna buk. Synonyms. Tata, therefore, sadhaya, execute the sacrifice to get bhadram, good fortune, te, to you, atmanam, your own, saprajan, good son, nripa, O king, ista, being worshipped, te, by you, putra kamasya, desiring to have a son, putram, a son, dasyati, he will deliver, yajnabuk, the Lord, the enjoyer of the sacrifice. Translation. O king, we wish all good fortune for you. You have no son, but if you pray at once to the Supreme Lord and ask for a son, and if you execute the sacrifice for that purpose, the enjoyer of the sacrifice, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will fulfill your desire. Text 33. Tata shva bhagavde nyani grahisyanti devokrasha Yadyagna Purusha Shakshad Apatyaya Hari Vrita. Synonyms. Tata, thereupon, Svabhaga Dayani, their shares in the sacrifice, Grihishyanti will accept Diva Okasa of all the demigods, yet because Yaja Purusha, the enjoyer of all sacrifice, Shakshad directly, Upatyaya, for the purpose of a son, Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vritta, is invited. Translation, when Hari, the Supreme Enjoyer of all sacrifice, is invited to fulfill your desire for a son, all the demigods will come with him and take their shares in the sacrifice. Purport. Whenever a sacrifice is performed, it is meant for satisfying Lord Vishnu, the enjoyer of the fruits of all sacrifices. And when Lord Vishnu agrees to come to a sacrificial arena, all the demigods naturally follow their master, and their shares are offered in such sacrifices. The conclusion is that the sacrifices performed are meant for Lord Vishnu, not for the demigods. Text 34. Tamstan kaman harir dadyad. Yanyan kama yate jana, aradito yatat vaisha, tampum sham phalo daya. Synonyms, tantan, those, kaman, desired objects, hare, the Lord, dadyat, will award, yanyan, whatsoever, kamayate, desires, jana, the person, aradita, being worshipped, yata, as, eva, certainly, esha, the Lord, tata, similarly, pumsham, of men, phala udaya. The result. Translation. The performer of the sacrifice, under karmakanda activities, achieves the fulfillment of the desire for which he worships the Lord. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that he awards benedictions to the worshiper according to his desire. The Supreme Personality of God, it gives all living entities conditioned within this material world full freedom to act in their own way. But to his devotee, he says that instead of working in that way, it is better to surrender unto him, for he will take charge of the devotee. That is the difference between a devotee and a fruitive actor. A fruitive actor enjoys only the fruits of his own activities, but a devotee, being under the guidance of the Supreme Lord, simply advances in devotional service to achieve the ultimate goal of life, to go back home, back to Godhead. The significant word in this verse is kaman, which means, quote, sense gratificatory desires, end quote. A devotee is devoid of all kaman. He is anya bilasita sunya. A devotee is always devoid of all desires for sense gratification. His only aim is to satisfy or gratify the senses of the Lord. That is the difference between a karmi and a devotee. Text 35. Iti vyasita vipras tasya rajna prajateye. Purudasam niravapan shipi vishtaya vishnave. Synonyms. Iti, thus. Vyavasita, having decided, vipra, the brahmanas, tasya, his, rajna, of the king, prajateye, for the purpose of getting a son, purudasam, the paraphernalia of sacrifice, niravapam, offered, shipi vishtaya, to the Lord, who is situated in the sacrificial fire, Vishnave, to Lord Vishnu. Translation. Thus, for the sake of a son, for King Anga, they decided to offer oblations to Lord Vishnu, who is situated in the hearts of all living entities. Purport. According to sacrificial rituals, animals are sometimes sacrificed in the Yajna arena. Such animals are sacrificed not to kill them, but to give them new life. Such action was an experiment to observe whether the Vedic mantras were being properly pronounced. Sometimes small animals are killed in medical laboratory to investigate therapeutic effects. In a medical clinic, the animals are not revived, but in the Jagga arena, when animals were sacrificed, they were again given life by the potency of Vedic mantras. The word Sipi Vistaya appears in this verse. Sipi means the flames of the sacrifice, end quote. In the sacrificial fire, if the oblations are offered into the flames, then Lord Vishnu is situated there in the form of the flames. Therefore, Lord Vishnu is known as Shipivista. Text 36. Tasmat purusha utasto hemi mali malambara inya mayena patrena sidam adaya payasam. Synonyms. Tasmat, from that fire, Purusha, a person, Utasto, appeared Hema Mali with a golden garland, Amala Ambara with white in white garments, Hiranmayena, golden, Patena with a pot, Sidim cooked, Udaya carrying, Payasam, rice boiled in milk. translation. As soon as the oblation was offered in the fire, a person appeared from the fire altar, wearing a golden garland and a white dress. He was carrying a golden pot filled with boiled rice in milk. Text 37. Savipra numato raja yuhitvanjali nodanam avangraya muda yukta pradat patnya udaradi. Synonym: Sahi, Vipra of the Brahmanas, Unman Anumata, taking permission, Raja, the king, Yurhitva, taking, Anjalina, in his joined palms, Odanam, rice boiled in milk, Uvagrahaya, after smelling, Muda, with great delight, Yukta, fixed, Pradat, offered, Patnyai, to his wife, Udaradi, liberal-minded. Translation: the king was very liberal, and after taking permission from the priests, he took the preparation in his joined palms, and after smelling it, he offered a portion to his wife. Purport: the word Udaradi is significant in this connection. The wife of the king, Sunita, was not fit to accept this benediction, yet the king was so liberal that without hesitation he offered to his wife the boiled rice and milk prasad received from the Yaga Purusha. Of course, everything is designed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As will be explained in later verses, this incident was not very favorable for the king. Since the king was very liberal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to increase his detachment from this material world, willed that a cruel son be born of the queen so that the king would have to leave home. As stated above, Lord Vishnu fulfills the desires of the karmis as they desire, but the Lord fulfills the desire of a devotee in a different way so that the devotee may gradually come to him. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Dadami bhugiyokam tam yena mam upayante. The Lord gives the devotee the opportunity to make further progress and so that he may come back home, back to Godhead. Text 38. Satatpum shavanam rajni prasya vai pratyuadade garbam kala upavrite kumaram shushve praja. Synonyms: sa, she, tat, that food, pum shavana, which produced a male child, rajni, the queen, prasya, eating, vai, indeed, patyu, from the husband, adade, conceived, garbam, pregnancy, kale, when the due time, upavrite, appeared, kumaram, a son, shushuve, gave birth to, apraja, having no son. Translation: although the queen had no son, after eating that food, which had the power to produce a male child, she became pregnant by her husband, and in due course of time she gave birth to a son. Purport: among the 10 kinds of purificatory processes, one is pumsavanam, in which the wife is offered some prasad, or remnants of foodstuff, offered to Lord Vishnu so that after sexual intercourse with her husband, she may conceive a child. Text 39. Sabbala eva purusho mahatmaham anuvrata adar mamso bhavam rityum tena bhavad adarmika. Synonym: sa, that, bala, child, eva, certainly, purusha, male, mata mamam, maternal grandfather, anuvrata, a follower of a dharma, of irreligion, amsa, from a portion, ubhavam, who appeared, mrityum, death, tena, by this, abhavat, he became, adharmika, irreligious. Translation: that boy was born partially to the in the dynasty of irreligion. His grandfather was death personified, and the boy grew up as his follower. He became a greatly irreligious person. Purport: the child's mother, Sunita, was the daughter of death personified. Generally, the daughter receives the qualifications of her father, and the son requires those of the mother. So according to the axiomatic truth that things equal to the same thing are equal to one another, the child born of King Anda became the follower of his maternal grandfather. According to the Smriti Shastra, a child generally follows the principles of his maternal uncle's house. Naranam Matula Karma means that a child generally follows the qualities of his maternal family. If the material family is very corrupt or sinful, the child, even though born of a good father, becomes victim of the material family, maternal family. According to Vedic civilization, therefore, before the marriage takes place, an account is given of both the boys' and girls' families. If, according to the astrological calculation, the combination is perfect, then marriage takes place. Sometimes, however, there is a mistake, and family life becomes frustrating. It appears that King Anga did not get a very good wife in Sunita because she was the good daughter of death personified. Sometimes the Lord arranges an unfortunate wife for his devotee so that gradually, due to family considerations, circumstances, the devotee becomes detached from his wife and home and makes progress in devotional life. It appears that by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, King Anga, although a pious devotee, was got an unfortunate wife like Sunita and later on a bad child like Vena. But the result was that he got complete freedom from the entanglement of family life and left home to go back to Godhead. Text 40. Shashara sanam udyamaya mrigayur vanagochara hanti asad dur mrigandinan veno sav iti arojjana. Synonyms. Sa, that boy of the name Vena, Sharashanam, his bow, Udyamya, taking up Mrigayu, the hunter, Vanagochara, going into the forest, Hunti used to kill, Ashadu, being very cruel, Mrigan, deer, Dina, poor, Vena, Asho, there he is, Iti, thus, Arut would cry, Jana, all the people. Translation. After fixing his bow and arrow, the cruel boy used to go to the forest and unnecessarily kill innocent deer, and as soon as he came, all the people would cry, quote, here comes cruel Vena. Here comes cruel Vena. End quote. Purport. Kshatriyas are allowed to hunt in the forest for the purpose of learning the killing art, not to kill animals for eating or for any other purpose. The Kshatriya kings were sometimes expected to cut off the head of a culprit in the state. For this reason, the Kshatriyas were allowed to hunt in the forest. But because of this son of King Anga, Vena was born of a bad mother, he was very cruel, and he used to go to the forest and unnecessarily kill the animals. All the neighboring inhabitants would be frightened by his presence, and they would call, quote, here comes King Vena, here comes Vena, end quote. So from the beginning of his life, he was fearful to the citizens. Text 41. Akride kridato balan vyasan aditaruna prasahya niranu krosha pasumaran amaryat. Synonyms. Akride, in the playground, kridata, while playing, balan, boys, vyasan, of his age, atidaruna, very cruel, prasahya, by force, Nirana Krosha, merciless, Pashumaran, as if slaughtering animals, Amariyat, killed. Translation, the boy was so cruel that while playing with young boys of his age, he would kill them very mercilessly as if they were animals meant for slaughter. Text 42. Tambichaksya kalamputram shasanair vividar nirpa. Sada na yada na sasitum kalpo brishamasit sadurmana. Synonyms. Tam, him, vichaksya, observing, kalam, cruel, putram, son, shashanai, by punishments, vividai, different kinds of, nripa, the king, yada, when na not sasitum, to bring under control, kalpa, was able, brisham, greatly, ashit, became, sudarmana, aggrieved. Translation. After seeing the cruel and merciless behavior of his son, Vena, King Anga punished him in different ways to reform him, but he was unable to bring him to the path of gentleness. He thus became greatly aggrieved. Text 43. Prayena barichito devo ye praja grihamedina yat apatya britam dukam yena vindanti durbaram. Synonyms. Prayena, probably. Acharijita, was worship Deva, the Lord, yea, they who, a praja, without a son, griha madeni, persons living at home, kad apatya, by a bad son, britam, caused dukkham, unhappiness, yea, they who, na, not vindanti, suffer, durvaram, unbearable. Translation, the king thought to himself, persons who have no son are certainly fortunate. They must have worshipped the Lord in their previous lives so that they would not have to suffer the unbearable unhappiness caused by a bad son. Report. It is said that a married couple must have a son, otherwise their family life is void. But a son born without good qualities is as good as a blind eye. A blind eye has no use for seeing, but is simply unbearably painful. The king therefore thought himself very unfortunate to have such a bad son. Text 44. Yata prapisyasi kitir ardamascham handrinam yato viroda sarvesham yata adir ahang anangtaka. Synonyms. Yata, on account of a bad son, prapyasi, sinful kirti, reputation, adharma, irreligion, cha, also, mahan, great, greenam of men, yata, from which, viroda, quarrel, sarvesham of all people, yata, from which, adi, anxiety, anantaka, endless. Synonyms, or translation. A sinful son causes a person's reputation to vanish. His irreligious activities at home cause irreligion and quarrel among everyone, and this creates only endless anxiety. Text 45. Kastam praja pade samvai moha bandhunam atmana pandito bahumanyeta yad artha kleshadagriha. Synonyms. Ka, who, tam, him, praja padesham, son in name only, vai, certainly, moha, of illusion, bandhanam, bondage, atmana, for the soul, pandita, intelligent man, bahu manyeta, would value, yet artha, because of whom, kleshada, painful, griham, griha, home. Translation, who, if he is considered an intelligent, would desire such a worthless son? Such a son is nothing but a bond of illusion for the living entity, and he makes one's home miserable. Text 46. Kadapatnyam varamanye sadapatyach chocham padat nirvidyeta griham martyo yet klesha nivaha griha. Synonyms. Kadapatyam, a bad son, varam, better, manye, I think, sadapatyat, than a good son, chocham, of grief, padat, of the source, nirvidyeta, becomes detached, grihat, from home, martya, a mortal man, yet, because of whom, klesha, nivaha, hellish, griha, home. Translation, then the king thought, a bad son is better than a good son because a good son creates an attachment for home, whereas a bad son does not. A bad son creates a hellish home from which an intelligent man naturally becomes very easily detached. Purport. The king began to think in terms of attachment and detachment from one's material home. According to Prahlad Maharaj, the material home is compared to a blind well. If a man falls down into a blind well, it's very difficult to get out of it and begin life again. Prahlad Maharaj has advised that one should give up this blind well of home life as soon as possible and go live into the forest to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Vedic civilization, this giving up of home by vanaprastha and sannyasa is compulsory. But people are so attached to their homes that even up to the point of death, they do not like to retire from home life. King Anuga, therefore, thinking in terms of detachment, accepted his bad son as good impetus for detachment from home life. He therefore considered his bad son his friend, since he was helping him become detached from his home. Ultimately, one has to learn how to detach himself from attachment to material life. Therefore, if a bad son, by his bad behavior, helps a householder to go away from home, it is a boon. Text 47. Evam sa nirvina mana nripogrihan nishita utaya maho dayo dayat alabda nidro Nupalakshito Nirbir Hitva Gato Svena Shuvam Prasuptam. Synonyms. Evam thus sahi nirvina mana, being indifferent in mind, nripa king anga, grihat from home, nisiste, in the dead of night, utaya getting up, maha udaya udayat, opulent by the blessings of great souls, alabda nida, being without sleep, anupalakshita, without being seen, nribi by the people in general, hitva giving up, gata, went off, vena suvam, the mother of Vena, Prasuptam, sleeping deeply. Translation, thinking like that, King Anga could not sleep at night. He became completely indifferent to household life. Once, therefore, in the dead of night, he got up from bed and left Vena's mother, his wife, who was sleeping deeply. He gave up all attraction for his greatly opulent kingdom, and unseen by anyone, he very silently gave up his home and opulence and proceeded towards the forest. Purport. In this verse, the word mahodayodayat indicates that by the blessings of a great soul, one becomes materially opulent, but when one gives up attachment to material wealth, that should be considered an even greater blessing from the great souls. It was not a very easy task for the king to give up his opulent kingdom and young faithful wife, but it was certainly a great blessing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he could give up the attachment and go out to the forest without being seen by anyone. There are many instances of great souls leaving home in this way, in the dead of night, giving up attachment for home, wife, and money. Text 48. Vinaya nirvidya gatam patim praja purohita matya sudhi ganadaya vichikyur urvyam atishoka katara yata nigudam purusham kuyagina. Synonyms. Vijnaya, after understanding, nirvidya, being indifferent, gatam, had left, patim, the king, praja, all the citizens, prorohita, the priests, matya, the ministers, surit, friends, gana udaya, the end people in general, vichikyu, searched, urvyam, on the earth, atishoka katara, being greatly aggrieved, yata just says, nigudam, concealed, purusham, the supersoul, kuyogina, inexperienced mystics. Translation, when it was understood that the king had indifferently left home, all the citizens, priests, ministers, friends, and people in general were greatly aggrieved. They began to search for him all over the world, just as a less experienced mystic searches out the supersoul within himself. Purport. The example of searching for the supersoul within the heart by the less intelligent mystics is very instructive. The absolute truth is understood in three different features, namely impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such kuyogino, or less intelligent mystics, can by mental speculation reach the point of the impersonal Brahman, but they cannot find the supersoul who is sitting within each living entity. When the king left, it was certain that he was staying somewhere else, but because the citizens did not know how to find him, they were frustrated, like the less intelligent mystics. Text 49. Alakshayanta paravim prajapater hato dhyama pratyupashritya te purim rishi masametan Abhivandya Shashravo Navedayan Parava Baritri Viplavam. Synonyms. Alakshayanta, not finding, Padavim, any trace, Prajapate, of King Anga, Hatta Udyama, having become disappointed, Pratyupashita, after returning, Te, those citizens, Purim, to the city, Rishin, the great sages, Sametan, the assembled, Abhivandya, after making respectful obeisances, Saashrava, with tears in their eyes, Navayendayan, informed Parova of Vidura, Bhatri of the king, Viplavam, the absence. Translation. When the citizens could not find any trace of the king after searching for him everywhere, they were very disappointed, and they returned to the city where all the great sages of the country assembled because of the king's absence. With tears in their eyes, the citizens offered respectful obeisances and informed the sages in full detail that they were unable to find the king anywhere. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Description of the Descendants of Dhruva Maharaj, end quote.